Chris Morning Update, Thursday, April the 20th. 大家好，欢迎来到星期四的早报。美国总统特朗普在威斯康星州一家工具制造厂签署了名为买美国或雇美国人的新行政命令，同时要求修改 H-1B 工作签的规定，称 H-1B 签证绝不应该被用来取代美国人。那么在国内方面呢，我国第一艘货运飞船天舟一号瞄准4月20号19点41分发射，其运载能力为现役飞船中最强。在美股方面，摩根斯坦利的一季报超预期，收入和利润同比均实现了两位数的百分比增长。 IBM 第一财季的利润下降 13%， 同时各业务部门利润率全面收窄，其中包括 IBM 寄予厚望的云计算和 Watson 人工智能。那么在武汉本地新闻方面呢，马化腾与陈一丹共同为武汉学院的马化腾教学楼揭幕，张志东捐赠企鹅广场，公益民办高校展开新篇章。President Donald Trump puts American first by ordering review of foreign workers' visa program. President Donald Trump on Tuesday ordered a review of the U.S. visa program that enables companies to bring high-skilled foreign workers into the country. The move effectively put technology firms, which traditionally hire a disproportionate number of foreign experts compared to other sectors, on notice that possible changes may be ahead. Seeking to carry out a campaign pledge out to put America first, Trump signed an executive order on the H-1B visa program. It was vague on many fronts and did not change existing rules, but one objective, said Trump's aides, is to modify or replace the current lottery for H-1B visas with a merit-based system that would restrict the visas to highly skilled workers only. Indian nationals are the largest group of H-1B visa recipients annually. Such a change could affect companies such as Tata Consultancy Services, Cognizant Tech Solutions, and Infosys Company that connect U.S. technology companies with thousands of foreign engineers and programmers. None responded to requests for comment. Trump announced the order and made remarks at a visit to the headquarters of Snap-on Inc., a toolmaker in Wisconsin. In addition to addressing the visa issue, he also ordered a review of government procurement rules favoring American companies to see if they are actually benefiting, especially the U.S. steel industry. And China will launch its first cargo spaceship Tianzhou-1 at 7:41 p.m. on Thursday, April the 20th, according to the Office of China's Manned Space Program. The spacecraft will be launched from Wenchang Space Launch Center in South China's Hainan Province, and it is expected to dock with the orbiting Tiangong Second Play Space Lab and conduct in-orbit refueling. After the launch, the Tianzhou-1 will enter an orbit 380 kilometers from ground and will later begin rendezvous with Tiangong-2, China's space lab. The center on Tuesday conducted the final rehearsal for the launch, which covered all systems involved in the launch, such as the rocket, spacecraft, launching site, and testing control and communication systems, the center said in a statement. Before the rehearsal, staff finished testing the rocket's hermeticity and its power and electric systems. The rehearsal showed that all the systems are working well and the technical conditions are good. This means the conditions for all systems are ready for the launch. Tianzhou-1 will be launched into space between April the 20th. It's the first cargo ship independently developed by China and is expected to dock with the orbiting Tiangong-2 space lab. The cargo spaceship will also carry out space experiments, including one on non-Newtonian gravitation before falling back to the Earth. And turn back to the U.S. stocks, Morgan Stanley said its quarterly earnings rose, last of the big Wall Street banks to report numbers that were better than a year ago. The New York-based firm reported a profit of $1.93 billion, or $1 a share. That compares with $1.13 billion, or 55 cents a share, it reported in the first quarter of 2016, which was a dismal one for big banks. Revenue grew $9.75 billion from $7.79 billion a year ago. Analysts polled by Thomson Reuters expected 88 cents on a share on revenue of $9.27 billion. The firm's return on equity, a closely watched measure for profitability, was 10.7% in the quarter, a strong start towards a full-year 10% target laid out by Chief Executive James Gorman. Morgan Stanley faced high expectations after strong trading results at Citigroup, JP Morgan, and Bank of America, but those were tempered a bit when Goldman Sachs reported lower than expected earnings due to disappointing trading. Trading clients in general have been more active. Rising asset prices have buoyed firms with large wealth management businesses, and after Lauer, more companies have sought to go public in recent months. Still, the past few months have been challenging in other Morgan Stanley core businesses. Stock trading, where it is Wall Street's leader, has grappled with lower commissions and more money moving to passive managers that trade less often. And that's all for today's morning update. Stay tuned for the version on Friday.